Praise the Lord, good morning.
Morning.
Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm. Psalm 143. A Psalm of David. It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. Yes, Lord, answer our prayer. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way where I in should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy cut off my enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. From this psalm, the cry and the prayer of David, Lord, we are your servant. Oh, help us, O God. We thank you, Lord, you gather us here today, that you will come to worship you and to serve you and to do the work of yours and your will. Teach us, O God. O Lord, help us today. Give us an aid and answer our prayers. You know the situation that each and every one of us passing through. Watch over us, protect us, help us, strengthen us with your love and your mercy and your strength and the truth, O God. Lead us in the way everlasting. Let us come to the Lord, let us confess our sins, our shortcomings, so that he will cleanse us, he will forgive us, and he will answer our prayers. Cleanse us, Lord, from all unrighteousness for your name's sake. Guide us with your loving kindness, Lord. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Jesus. Watch over us, Lord. Revive us. Cleanse us. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we confess and renounce our sins. Oh God, we trust you, Lord, that you have cleansed us. And here we are. We give you thanks for all the great things that you have done to us, from our salvation, from our names are written in heaven, to all your promises, the deliverance, the healing. Let's give thanks to God for all the good things. There are things we have seen, there are things we did not see, but we give thanks because we know He had done it for us. Thank you for the healing, the salvation, the grace, the provision, the protection, the deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for hiding us from the enemies, for watching over us along the years. We give you thanks, and we praise you, and we adore you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Let us now present to Him our needs, our supplication. Let us ask God to help us. To help us, Lord, help us, help us. And guide us and support us. And strengthen us with your love and your mercy, O God. O Lord, help us to persevere. Lead us in the way everlasting in the name of Jesus. Watch over us, you are a great God, there is no one like you, Lord. Watch over us, Lord, watch over us in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Answer our prayers, heal the sick, O God, provide the needs. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Master. Let's pray for one another. If you know any brother or sister, need a prayer, it's time to pray. Hear us, O God. We cry out to you, Jesus, lead us and help us. You are great God, there is no one like you. Hear us, Lord. Hear us, Jesus. Provide for us. Provide for our brethren. Those who are in need of you, O God. Those who have troubles, those who are sick. You remember our brethren in the hospitals. Heal them, Lord. Heal them. Provide for them. Sustain them in the name of Jesus. Those who have no income, no job. Help them restore families. Restore relationship, O God. Lord, we pray for victories. We pray for our workplaces. Let's pray for the places we work. For those who are over us, the bosses, Lord, touch them, change them. Provide for us there, O God. Give us victory, Lord. Help us to evangelize. We commit ourselves to be a good example to the people around us, Lord. We are struggling with all our might. To do what is right, O God. We pray for favor from the people that we are working with. Pray for salaries to come on time. I pray for increase of salary to all those who are faithful to you, Lord. I pray for increase of income. We commit ourselves to bring to you what is belong to you from tithes and offering and first fruit. We commit ourselves to open our mouth to speak about you, to set example to others. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear us, Lord, we pray. Let's pray now for our families, our loved ones. Let's pray. Let's pray. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh God, bless our families. Bless, oh God, let you be the Lord. Oh, but in each and every husband, Lord, that he will follow you wholeheartedly. That all of us as husbands will follow you, Lord, wholeheartedly, Lord. We pray for wife to be a helper to their husband, to assist them, to lead the family in the way of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. We pray for answering our prayers. We pray for guidance. We pray for hope. We pray for strength that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us, support us, and strengthen us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We magnify your name, we adore you, we worship you, O God. Bless the families, I pray for worship and prayer and reading the scriptures every day. Pray for evangelism, pray for each family to set example that others will see through their lives, O God. Salvation for those members who are not yet in faith, you make a way, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Let's pray now for those around us, our neighborhood, our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, our classmates, our colleagues, the people we meet in the market, in the street, whenever we are doing anything, the people that we meet, let's pray that we can bring the gospel to them. We can tell them about Jesus. Lord, here we are. Help us, O God, help us. Help us to persevere. Help us to do the work of yours. In the name of Jesus, lead us and guide us, strengthen us with your love and your mercy and your help and your support. Lord, guide us and be with us. I pray for fruit from all these contacts we have, even through the social media that we contact them. We pray that there be salvation, new souls, new disciples to be made in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for this country, UAE, that God had to place his church and whatever extension through families or congregations or even individual members that church extend to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to Armenia, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, also Sierra Leone, Australia, America, Uganda, Nigeria. Let's pray for all this extension. Lord, bless your body. I pray, Lord, that we'll have favor from all these places, from the governments, oh God, for those in authorities, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will sustain us, oh God, that whatever we need, you will provide for us, whatever logistic or documentation, we trust you, Lord, that we are well provided. And we pray also, Lord, become with our step to evangelize. We pray that you reveal yourself to them. Let them know you, let them follow you, oh God. We pray for all rules, oh God, enable us to overcome all the hurdles of the rules, that we will abide as you ordain, O God, that we will do all what we can, and we trust you, Lord. The impossible things, the injustice, the abuse that we may expose, you enable us to overcome it, that you lift us up above everything, above all principalities and power of darkness. We rebuke in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for the war in Ukraine to stop. Bless our family members who are there in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Sri Lanka, Lord. Pray for improvement in the economic situation, oh God. We pray for the rest of the countries that the church had to expand. Pray for prosperity, relief, provision, miracles, more evangelism, for all our workers to do the work of yours. Let's pray now for the church. Pray yourself, commit yourself to serve God. He's the only one that we should honor and serve. He is the one who created us, and all that we have had come from him. Lord, it had come from you, and we honor you. We commit ourselves to serve you. I commit myself to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, more patient love, peace, joy, faithfulness, gentleness, kindness, self-control, oh God, humility. Help us, oh God, all of us, to set a good example to others in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, you guide us. We pray you help us. We pray for the refilling of the Holy Spirit. Refill us with the Holy Ghost, that we can speak in tongues, interpretation of tongues we have. Oh God, we will have healing, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of evangelism, pastoring, teaching. Lord, help us, O God, Equip us with all the skills and things that we need. We pray for the church to grow. We pray for more Bible studies and more congregations to be planted. We pray for more workers to be raised up. We pray for more people to be water baptized. We pray for more people, oh God, to commit their lives to you. Oh Lord, we pray for the vision of the church to be fulfilled. Multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. We pray for all the ministries to prosper, the church school, the ocean ministry, the publication ministry, Lord, the translation, the church banking, the church cleaning, and the youth and the children under their parents. We pray for all these groups, oh God, for all this ministry to be fruitful, effective, to be service provider. Oh Lord, you help us and guide us. We pray also, Lord, that you will enable us with the Holy Spirit to do the very work of yours, and whatever task give us unity, help us to commit our life fully unto you. And Lord, we pray for this worship today, anoint our worship, anoint our prayers, anoint the message, anoint the giving, anoint this even recording, oh God. Use it mightily to reach our brethren, to our brothers and sisters, to other places that you want it to reach. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand, all of us. Let us worship the Lord.
Forever, for he is good, he is above all things. Lord. Thank you, Father God. And as we come together in this place, we continue to praise you and worship you, God, because you've been the faithful God. We honor you, Lord God, by the fruit of the work of our hands, the fruit of our lips, O Lord God. We praise you, we honor you. Hallelujah. Together in this place, we worship you, O Lord.
Thank you.
Prince of Peace, you are the only mighty one, the ever-living God. Truly, Lord, you deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Without your love,
put under your hands, O Lord God, everything that is out of our control. As we come to worship you, we believe, O Lord, you will do wonders and miracles, O Lord. Hallelujah. Great is the name of the Lord. The name, Lord Jesus, we worship and adore. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the miracles and the wonders that He is doing in our lives. Time for us to collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit. Let's bring them to the house of the Lord. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this wonderful time of worship that you have given us and allow us, O Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We bless your holy name, O God. We thank you for all that you give us from tithes and offering and first fruit. We bring them all to you, O Lord. Accept, O God, from us and help us and strengthen us. Open the windows of heaven and bless us and pour out so much the blessing that we have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer in our life, O Lord. I pray let all nations know we are blessed by you. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of James. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Our message today from the Lord, the value of trials. Why God allows trials and problems in our lives. Amen. All of us have a problem, yeah? And sometimes we get sad, we are upset, you know. But what James says in James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James say, count it all joy. People, even you and me, we don't like trials, we don't like things to happen, problems to us, but James say, count it all joy. Why he say, count it all joy? What is the value of trials in our life? What the trials can give us benefit? The first benefit trials give us, trials may let us know God. Usually man live depending on people, depending on himself, depending on atmosphere around him, friends, and he will try to manage whatever the problem coming through his life, through his ability, through contacts or friends, but the time will come and the Lord will allow certain hard trials that whatever man will do, whatever his abilities, his skills that he has, that God give him, still he will not be able to manage his trials. And that is the time. That is the time for man when such a problem so severe will turn to God, turn to the cross of Jesus and receive Christ and give his life to God, you know. Pregnant woman giving birth, they give birth in pain, and to be born again also a process of to be born again, also you pass through pain, through certain trials that make you turn to God, giving your life to Him, and you are born again by the Spirit of God through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. What is the value of a trial? The value of a trial is that we draw near unto God. Even when we are born again, when we are already believers, and the Lord will allow certain trials in our life, certain problems in our lives, that even through whatever skills we have, it will not be solved. And whatever understanding or thought we have, it will not be also solved, because God wants us to draw nearer and nearer to Him. And that is why He allowed trials, to make us realize that we should not depend or trust on our own understanding or on our own thoughts, but we need to trust God alone. We cannot trust what God give us even. You cannot trust what God give you, but you have to trust Him. That's why you have certain trial. Even what you have from God, it will not solve it, because God want you to draw near to Him and to trust Him more and more. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 tell us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, verse 6, and He shall direct thy path. He will direct us. He will help us to find the way out for the problems. Trials will make us understand that we cannot depend on our own understandings. God has certain ways to solve our problems and the issues that we have passing through. What we need to do? We need to draw near to God. Trials will teach us more. The trials God allow in our life to teach us to pray. Even we are praying, but God wants us to pray more. To pray more earnestly. To pray continually. To be persistent in prayers. To kneel down at the feet of Jesus. To teach us to fast. Teach us, you know, sometimes we pray, but God wants us to cry to God. God, through trials, is teaching us new things in our life. To draw near to Him, to fast more, to pray more, to trust Him more, to cry unto Him, so He will help us. Why God allow trials in our life? Why God allow problems in our life? Apostle James said, consider it all joy. There's something good out of the troubles that you are passing through. Mark it. Take it seriously. There is something good out of the trials that you are passing through. There's a beautiful thing going on. It could be also God discipline. God also lead you to repentance because of certain sin in your life. God, through that trial, is rebuking you, is rebuking us. In Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 25, you say, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholding good things from you. That's what you say. So you say, your sins have withholding good things from you. Your iniquities have turned away these things. So there is sin in our life. When God allows trials, God is rebuking us so that we will repent and come back, so that the blessing will come. And certain time, there's the consequence of our sins can also cause the cause of that trials. And that's why, you know, in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, you know, trials can be a discipline of God to us, chastising us so that we will repent and we can turn from our sins. And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 and 8, it says, if you endure chastening, discipline. If you endure testing, and God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. God, when he chastises us, disciplines us, he is treating us as his own children. And also when there's sin and there's, why God allow consequence of sin of our life, you know? You may ask, why God allow, Jesus took our sin away, but why God allow consequences? God allow the consequences, not as a punishment, but so that you will not go back and do it again. You will not go back and do it again, you know. This is the goodness of God in our life. Why God allow trials, you know. Why God allow such problems, or why like this? Everything was well, but until this time, why God allow such things? You know, in John chapter 11, let's read verse 40, you know, when God said to Martha, Jesus said to Martha, when her brother was dead and she was smelling the dead body, and Jesus said, I want to raise him up, yeah? And she doubted, you know, in verse 40, he said, Jesus said unto her, say I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Try a certain time, help us to see the glory of God in our life. And Jesus went ahead and proceeded, and he raised Lazarus from the dead. Certain situations, certain trials that God allow you to pass through, you would not imagine how God is going to solve that particular problems, you know, because we have our own understanding and we have our own mind limitation, but God has another way. That's why trials perfect us, trials make us mature, trials give us training, trials teach us that nothing is impossible with God. Trials make us more able to combat challenges. Trials help us to be more fit for the future. Thus, it is part of God's calling in our life when he allows trials and problems in our lives. You know, in the book of Exodus, when the people of God in Exodus chapter 14, they were facing the bigger problem. They were between two things: the army of Pharaoh behind them, crushing army, and the Red Sea ahead of them. They have two difficult problems. And let's see what had happened, you know. Okay, so you would understand what you are passing through. The message of the Lord to show you your life situation, what is passing in your life. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. And Moses said unto the people, Exodus 14, verse 13 and 14. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The salvation of the Lord is the salvation of Jesus. Jesus Christ was with them, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. He told them, God will fight for you. The same now, as we trust him, the Lord will fight for us, and how the problem will be solved. You see, what kind of solution God offered them at that moment. Let us read verse 21, what he had done, to verse 25. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on the left. God divided the Red Sea, and the water was pillar of walls on their right and on the left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even the Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, which the Lord looked into the house of the Egyptian through the pillars of the fire and of the cloud, and troubled the house of the Egyptian. See here how God solved the problem. Listen to this very important thing. How I can see what had happened? I see it in a very simple way. They have two bigger problems. You have two bigger problems, and God allowed third problem to solve the two first problems. What God brought? God brought strong east wind. Strong east wind. That is another third problem. The third problem was not to break them, but to cancel and to solve the first two problems, and they are saved. When you have troubles in your life, God may allow another problem to come into your life to remove the first two or three or five or six, seven problems. We need to trust God now in our lives to clear it up. And more than this, God will deal with our enemies. We have to get it all together. Come to God, be born again, draw near to God, accept discipline and chastisement, believe and see the glory of God. And here he asked Moses, Moses further in verses 26, and the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. God not only saved him, but God dealt properly with their enemies, and we need in the same way. We need to trust the Lord. The ways of God is not our ways. Why God allowed trials? That is how to give us deliverance, give us healing, give us blessings. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8 and 9 say, for my thoughts, the Lord say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. You know, trials is disturbance. You know, it comes in disturbance, but James say, consider it all joy. Oh, there are reasons. There are reasons why God allow trials in our lives. He say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, say the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than theirs, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. What's the value of trials? The trials help us to trust more on the word of God. Trials help us, mark it, to believe more, to trust more, to obey more the word of God. You know, when Jesus was hungry, and the tempter came to him, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, he told him, turn this stone to bread. And Jesus can do it. But he did not do it because that is against the word of God and it's not written in the scriptures. What Jesus said to him? But he answered as Jesus and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Jesus trusted God that he will provide for him in the trials. You don't need to cheat or tell lies or steal. Trust in God that he will help us, will make us way out from the trials that we are passing through. Through trials, we learn to trust God. Through trials, we learn to trust His promises. His precious promises. Through trials, we trust and our faith and trust in Him increase. You know, Abraham, when God asked him to offer his son Isaac, his only son, certain trials, listen to me, God wants you to offer something extraordinary, and that is how to express your love and your commitment to Him. God, He wants us to trust Him, to obey Him fully. When God asked Abraham to offer his only and one son, Isaac, Abraham was willing to obey God. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says how Abraham and why Abraham obey. Hebrews 11 verse 17 to 19, it says, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that receives the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 19, considering that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham was believing God, that God had promised him. So even if I will offer going to my son, God is able to raise him up from the dead. In the book of Genesis chapter 22, while Abraham was moving to offer his son, in chapter 22, and his son asked him, Genesis 22 verse 7, why God allowed trials in your life? Certain time God wanted to offer certain precious things, certain problems you are encounter. That problem will be solved when you are willing to offer certain precious things to the Lord. Genesis chapter 22 verse 7, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? They have no lamb. It was supposed to be Isaac to be offered. Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. He said, God will provide when I today obey the Lord. Amen. When you obey God and you obey what He asks you to do, then the Lord shall provide for us. Trials, the valley of trials. The valley of trials is the testing of our faith. God is testing our faith, whether it is genuine faith or it is not a genuine faith. Why God allowed trials? You know, we go to the book of Job. Job was afflicted by heavy trials. He almost lose everything. He lose his even children. He lose his material things. He lose his health. And chapter 2, his wife, what his wife told him. What his wife told him. In verse 9, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. That's what she told him. Because what for that you are suffering? Why God allows certain problems and suffering in our lives? God is testing our faith. Verse 10, what he told her. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women. Speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? and all this did not Job sin with his lips. What he's telling her that we are receiving good things, fine, but how about if God will allow evil things to happen or bad things to happen to us, are we not going to receive it? It is easy to worship God. It is easy to serve God when everything is available, when there's no problem. It is easy, right? But God still wants us to serve Him, worship Him, keep our commitment, keep our responsibilities when a trial is going on in our lives. The testing of the faith. Develop perseverance. In the book of Philippians, the value of trials in our lives. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 29. For unto you it is given on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake. God called us to suffer even for His sake, and what we need to do? We need to keep the commitment. We need to keep the service. We need to keep the worship. We need to keep what we need to do. We should not live our life for ourselves, but we should live our life unto Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15, and that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Let's read it, verse 15 again. And that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Valley of trials. Trials teach us to persevere, to be diligent, and to have patient. You know, certain trials, God allows certain trials in our life. Listen to here. Listen to this. Sometimes we don't have patience. We easily give up. We don't persevere. And you know what God will do? He will allow trials. And the trials will continue until you learn to persevere. Until you learn to keep your commitment even with the trials. You have your trials, but serving God continually. You have trials and you are doing your responsibility well before God. If you will not learn this, the trial will continue until you are teaching. And that's what James, that's what Apostle James say in James chapter 1 and verse 3. He say, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work is patient. Trying of your faith. Testing of the faith. There's testing of the faith. The result of it, give patience. If you fail if the faith is tried and you have no patience, the trial will continue. Once you have patience, you are graduated. Once you have perseverance, you are graduated. And verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The trials perfect us, make us mature, make us more capable, and make us more fit. You know, it is a good CV. When you pass trials, it is a good blessing of God in your life. Can we avoid the trials? No, we cannot avoid the trials. So what do we need to consider then? What James say about trials? He say, my brethren, count it all joy. God provided the lamb instead of Isaac to be offered by Abraham, and God gave us Jesus Christ our Lord. He gave us His word. He gave us His promises in the Bible. And Jesus say in John chapter 16 and verse 33, He say, the Lord say, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. In the world you shall have tribulation, have troubles, have trials. But be of good cheer, be happy. I have overcome the world. I mean, Jesus have told us, Jesus had the promises, but He's with us. He neither leave us nor forsake us. What we need to do? We practice what we have studied today. You have a copy of the message. You go through the scriptures, meditate. We are somewhere there. We are somewhere there. There's discipline, there's correction, there's consequences, there is testing of the faith, there's the promotion going. Yeah, a lot of God wants you to keep the responsibilities, the commitment. God wants you to draw near to Him. God wants you to overcome. God wants you to have more fruit of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, all this blessing, it's coming to you. Then there's one more thing important about trials. Listen to this. This is a very important thing. The outcome of all these trials, all kinds, certain time, that the purpose of the trials is God wants to disclose to you the good plan that He has for you. Certain trials, you are forced to take certain decision, to be in a certain position, in a certain place. You don't like it. But when the trials finish and you look back, you can see, with all these trials, you will not be able to take the right steps and right decision where God wants you to be. And that was the value of trials. Amen. So here we are with the Word of God. I believe this message for us is fit today for each and every one of us, for the Church of God. Amen. We have trials. We have difficulties. Amen. What we need to put? You put a smile. Keep the commitment and go through it. Let's stand. Let's stand. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let us repent of our sin. That is the first things we do. Let us renounce the trials. We have to clear it by repentance. Let's tell Him, Lord, forgive me. I am willing to bear, Lord. I trust You are with me. I trust Your word. Man does not live on a bread, but only on the word of God. And I believe, so I can see the glory of God. I believe Your precious promises. And Lord, forgive. Forgive us. And Lord, I pray, tell Him, Lord, take me out. Take me out to Your plan. You have a better plan for me, Lord. Today I give up my plan. I don't depend on my own understanding, Lord. Tell Him, Lord, my thoughts are full, but I want to rely fully on You. You help me, Lord. I am drawing near to You, Lord. I cry to You, O God. I cry out to You, Lord, help me. Help us, O God. We are Your church, Your people. Help us, O Lord. Help us. And I believe, Lord. O God, I commit myself. We commit ourselves to You to serve You, to do the work of Yours. We commit ourselves to do the message that You entrust to us. We commit ourselves to believe in You, Lord. Tell Him, O God, give Him Your trials. Tell Him, Lord, this is the trial I am passing through. I cannot solve it. Please, Lord, help me, O God. O God, we sung to You. You do miracles so great. There's no one like You, O God. Jehovah. O Lord, when Moses saw You in the cloud, stand still and see the deliverance that the Lord will deliver you. O God, our enemies You will deal with. You will take us safely, O Lord, from where we are, from the midst of these trials. Tell Him, Lord, take me out from this problem. O God, help me, O Lord. You deserve the glory, O God. I will sing for You. I will testify about Your goodness. I trust, Lord, the miracles that You're going to do and soon in my life, in the life of my brothers and sisters, in the life of the Church of God, in the life of all the congregations, the workers. our brethren who are in different places. We bless you, Lord. As we sing, O God, we move forward through the divided sea ahead of us, trusting that you deal with the enemies at our backs, giving the offers that you deserve. I'm willing to offer Isaac to you, O God, and whatever you want me to do for you, O God. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. We adore you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Jesus Christ, Jehovah, Jireh, the only, the self-existing, the ever-existing God, the Creator, the Son of God, glory to you. Jesus.
It is the glory and the honor that we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. It is the glory of the Lord.
For letting us pass safely. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for dealing with our enemies. And we pray, Lord, that our faith, we thank that had increased, O God, and we commit ourselves to continue to serve you. O God, bless us. Take your word and spread it. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Love and joy forever. God.
Good.